As the rains set in, potholes on most of the major roads that need resurfacing in the Upper East region are becoming what some observers have described as manholes. Our Upper East regional correspondent Dangma Felix Lambert visited some of the roads, including the Bogatanga Navrongo Road and some other principal streets in the Bogatanga municipality, and has joined us on the line right now. Now, Felix, how deplorable are the roads in the Upper East region?
Yes, Jonathan, let me first of all start from the Bogatanga municipality. Road network in the municipality is a bit better than the outskirts of the municipality. What I'm talking about, the outskirts of the municipality, we look at the east, south, east and west of the Upper East region. Now, we've been able to visit the Boga Boku Road. We've been able to also visit the Boga Navrongo Road, the Boga Zarongo Road, and then the Boga Soy Bongo Road, and then Navrongo to Sandema Road, and then, as I mentioned earlier, some principal streets in the municipality. Now, when you look at the 50-kilometer Boga Boku Road, that is heading towards or moves into Boku, which is an economic viable town. Vehicles continue to get stuck in many swampy portions found along that stretch. And the road, as I'm talking to you now, is actually on construction, but progress is at a very snail pace. Currently, the road is on a gravelly state, and it becomes difficult to travel on during the rainy season. And the impact of the situation is more felt among drivers, as they have no choice but all their vehicles every now and then to mechanical shops for repairs. And to this effect, no transport owner in the Upper East region plies that road with a brand new road. And it will surprise you to know that that road cuts through several constituencies that have had a lot of prominent people in parliament. To mention a few is Honorable Moses Asaga, and then the former MP for Telesi, John T. Akulugu, you know, and nothing has been done to it. It was just awarded on contract this year, and the contractor is working on it. But what is at a slow pace. Now, when you take the Bogatanga Zarongo Road, for instance, the situation is the same. We have several potholes on the road. This is amid the increasing number of motor accident cases that we are recording each day on that particular road. But then, that's notwithstanding, there is one major road which actually for now is on a good state, and that is the Bolga Navrongo. That is the Bolga Navrongo Road. However, when you continue from Navrongo to Sandema, the situation leaves much to be desired, as it's also under construction, but in a very, very bad state. So generally, this is the situation in the Upper East region. The same is of the Bolga Bongo Soin. It is also being awarded on contract, but at a slow pace. And you spot heap of sounds everywhere, but the situation is the same. When you go to the Bogatanga estate, the roads there, the road network there, yes, have been upgraded. We've seen a lot of graveling going on. We've seen a heap of sounds along the road network. But I'm telling you, when it's not raining, the place is very, very dusty. And when we are talking about that, we are talking about pollution. You spot people selling their wives along the road, and you can imagine what is happening because they are not covered, you know. So basically, this is the situation in the Upper East region.
Now, Felix, you're talking about some of the roads, most of the roads actually still under construction. Now, doesn't that give the hope that it will soon be done? And those that have been held on, those that are not under construction right now, those that have been abandoned, have you made any reports or have there been any reports to the Regional Road Engineering Department?
Jonathan, the problem is that it takes serious investigation or an in-depth investigation to find out whether a road has been abandoned or not. And it's simple. You spot a lot of equipment on the road. You see the signboard men at work on the road. But then you don't see men working. Once in a blue moon, they come from nowhere to work. When you go to get in touch with them, they tell them that, oh, they have been instructed. Their big man is not here. And the fellow, the second in charge, is never nowhere to be found. You will never find him. And when you go to the roads and highways, it has always been, oh, get in touch with this person, talk to this fellow, we are coming. And then it never happens. We've tried on several occasions to talk to authorities, especially about the Volga-Boku road, because as I mentioned earlier on, that road leads to Boku, which is a very, very, very viable town in terms of our economic. And it's also closer to Burkina Faso. So it is very dear to us in terms of revenue generation. But authorities are not actually willing to speak to us on the situation on the ground.
Okay, Felix, I think we'll have to leave it here for lack of time. But then we'll get back to you for further updates. Thank you very much. That was Dengma Felix Lambert in talking about the Bogatanga-Navrongo Road, which is still in bad situation.